All right, let's just review the facts, okay? Let's deal with the first case. What's the first case? The first issue the Gemara takes up. The half lung. All right, now, look, in order to understand the half lung, in my opinion, before I hear what you guys have to say, let's just keep in mind the thing beforehand. So what did the Gemara posit? Did you guys tell the case? All right, so you find a needle in a lung, a whole lung, okay? So we see there's two possible historical narratives that took place. Either it went down the esophagus and then took this magical journey via the stomach, poked a hole out the stomach, then went into the lung, or went via the trachea, okay? And what I think we just demonstrated last time is that, yeah. Yes, it's true. A complete lung. Okay, you're right. That's true. That's true. He's right about that. Don't call the whole lung, because...
I call it whole lung and a function.
Touche. You're right. I complete lung is better. So you have two historical narratives, right? But what we demonstrated was that the issue isn't... If you think the machlokas is about historical narratives, the Gemara becomes very problematic. Rather, the question is, how do you look at a needle? Is you look at a needle simply a foreign object, or how do we define the needle? Come on, you made it. It's a damage-causing instrument, right? And because that's how you define the needle, if you define the needle by its primary, we'll call it what, feature?
Utility.
Well, it's not really made to, but that's what it does. Okay, let's say, I'll give you that. Let's say it's primary utility.
It doesn't matter if you have any evidence of holes, because we have evidence that there is something that's going to make holes.
Exactly, it's a hole maker, okay? All right. But, okay, so if you know that to be true, which I think is the right approach, so now let's summarize the half-long issue for me. When it comes to the half-long, what's the Gemara ultimately conclude? I don't care about the back and forth. I just care about the... Half-long is trafe. Now, why is half-long trafe? No, I mean, okay, what does the Gemara say?
Half-long?
Yeah.
It says because we don't know.
Well, look, what did Tosos say? You guys read the Tosos? What did he say? Remember what Tosos said? What? No, before the liver. Dilma Yehava Rea, come on, Ha Menakva. Right, it came from the trachea, right? So Tosos says in the half-long case, right, if it came from somewhere, we say it came from the trachea, right? And then it poked a hole through the bronchial, right? And that's where your hole is. Doesn't matter.
Is that not the case with the whole lung also? The whole lung?
Oh. So, see, that's the question I'm asking. Why did Tosos change the historical...
doesn't seem like it's anything unique to...
Yeah, why does he change the historical narrative to say, you know what, when it comes to the half lung case, right, we assume it's a trepha, and we assume it poked a hole... Okay, so why? I mean, it's a simple answer, I think. So what's the answer? Or more general, why is it by the half lung? Why is it by the half lung? Do we say that that's trafe? What makes a trafe? True.
So, and what you might be able to say is that you would think that maybe in this case also you could hold by that, but you can't.
Okay, because
if we say maybe it's a dinim bedika.
Yeah, how?
Because by a whole lung, at least there's a chance you could, like, somehow check it. But by a half lung, there's absolutely no potential for bedika.
All right, Joffrey's starting to say something over there. That's good. When you start off strong, it's good. It's good. You guys hear what he's saying?
Yeah.
You mean you didn't hear him physically, or you don't understand what he's saying?
Couldn't hear him.
No, physically, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically...
Here, you want to sit over here?
In most cases, we would hold if it goes down trachea, it's kosher. So if it's not kosher by the half lung, that's a good reason for that. The reason might be is because by a whole lung, there's an idea of bedika. Even if you can't find anything, there's still a chance you could look for it. But by a half lung, there's absolutely no potential for bedika. And once you lose that chance for bedika, you can no longer call it kosher.
When you have a needle in the lung. So what do you mean by mechayev bedika? He's right, but let's get a little more precise.
I didn't say mechayev. It's a potential. You have the ability. You're not mechayev. You have the ability.
What?
You're one who proposed that idea. I'm not sure if...
With what?
Yeah. I need a bedika, though. Half lung is not... You can't use it on.
Why not?
That's what you're one who said.
That's what... Oh, okay. Yeah. He's right. You're right.
I know, but I wasn't sure if the whole lung is...
But why? Why can't you do that by half lung?
You don't have a full lung to check.
All right.
But no, but I mean, we're thinking that too, but I mean, then why does Sosa bring in the fact that...
Oh, so why does Sosa do that?
Don't we know for sure it went through the bronchioles either way?
No, no but no. Why does Sosa have to do that?
Because that's the case that everyone agrees that it would be kosher.
If it went through the bronchioles?
Yeah, because ignore the thing that we're about to read. If you just go based on what we learned, if it goes through the...
that's why I brought that in.
Kosher.
Right.
But if you start looking at this, then yeah, then this
guy, it's like a bullseye. Bullseye. In other words, what Joffrey's saying is like this. Joffrey's saying, good. What Steve's saying is that when it comes to, that's why I said beforehand, this transitions from the previous case. The previous case is saying, when I have a needle in a complete lung, okay? So now there's two possible historical narratives that could trace that back to. Either it's a trachea, which would mean what? Kosher. Or it means what? Or it's esophagus, which means trach. Okay. The problem with the half a lung is that the half a lung generates a chiyuv of, I got to figure out where this needle came from. There's only one problem. What's the problem? I don't have enough factual evidence in front of me to go ahead and figure out what to do. So what Tosus is telling you is that, but you have to tie it back to some historical narrative. So what do you say? No matter what, it's trafe. That's it. Yeah, you know you like it. You like it.
No, so he's saying that trafe is
trafe. No, he's not saying trafe is trafe. Right. Right. Let's expand a little bit. In other words, if there's a hole here, right, what do we say? It's trafe, right? But if there's a hole further down here, and why is it trafe? Because we say this guy doesn't defend this guy, meaning nothing's going to fill in. The lung tissue goes only up to here. Okay? Whatever. I don't care factually how true that is. Here, what happens? If there's a hole here, what's going to fill in the hole? Lung tissue. So it's going to heal completely, right? Okay. What's the difference? Why do we care? What's the original case of a lung being trafe? No. Sircha's if there. Okay, where's the neck located? Where's the hole located? Okay, so if there's a hole over here, what? Now that see, okay. Turns out, I think that what is this? Okay, just like there's a communication from the outside world that causes a problem. There's also a and.
So really, this is a hole in the lung.
This is well. It's a yeah. It's a hole.
Because it's a wall inside the lung and it's a hole in the wall.
Right. You don't look at this. Is not. It's not a bronchiole. You know what this is? The inner. It's the inner border of the lung. Right. The lung has an outer border and an inner border. There's no organ of a bronchiole.
It's the same as a normal hole.
Right, exactly. One second. Well, slow. Almost. Okay. It is in the sense that we treat it. That's why this is going to be a trach. Right. We treat this as trach because we say just like if an outer hole, if there's a hole here, be trach. A hole here, be trach also. But there's a difference. What's the difference? What's the difference? This is where what you guys are saying about substance actually makes sense.
Well, once you define it, there's no difference.
What?
Once you define it as that, there's no difference.
No, right. So then we're in trouble, right? So, but what's unique about this that never happens out here? Whatever happens out here? Right. Right?
No,
because why is this not a sircha? Just answer the question. Why is it not a sircha? Why is it not that type of attachment? What? What do you mean? No, you're saying good. What do you mean? What is this? What makes this different? Why can we say there's a case that's kosher? What is the different substance? What do you mean?
It has the lung.
Isaac said it before, but not. I don't think he meant it about this, but he was right. He just said it at the wrong time.
That's just the entirety of
that lung? No.
He said it. The only difference is only for the outside of the lung are attaching two things that are not normally attached.
What is this? Why is this okay?
Because plugging up the hole. I don't know
what it's not. Minimum amino. Right! In other words, like this. In other words, here there's a hole, okay? If lung tissue itself is filling this hole in physically, what Allah is calling and telling you is that since this is the inner border of the lung, right? When it comes to the outer border, what happens? Something foreign to the lung comes along and repairs it. And that's where Let me finish. That's where your problems emerge. Your problems emerge because you have foreign to lung coming along. Okay, fine. So Rashi, you said, it's as if there's, you said conceptually, there's no hole. You did. It's okay. So when it comes to the outer part of the lung, so something foreign to the lung itself is what repairs it. What was it? That crumb's foreign to the lung. That's not lung tissue. It is. It's a membrane. It's like this thin connective tissue that grows there.
The lung heals completely. It's still being tricked. The lung's
But it doesn't. That's the thing.
We said what matters is the lung and all the same trade fan. That's an external that doesn't shame trade fan comes in and removes it from.
But no, but you would never know that though.
When you never know.
Okay, let's say a lung got a hole in it, right, and then repaired itself completely with normative lung tissue.
Right.
Yeah, assumes that you wouldn't.
If you knew it,
how would you know that though?
No, that's why it's not trade.
Right, exactly. That's why it's not trade. But what's happening here is that you have this hole, and Joffrey, it's for you, two for two. Joffrey's saying it very well. What Joffrey's saying is that when this hole starts, you know what happens? There's never a point in, I don't mean in space-time, I mean in halacha time. There's never a point in time when this hole, right, where Trafus is able to emerge. You know why? Because the second this hole emerges, what's happening at the same time? The tissue oozes into the spot.
But why is that tissue not all defined as being trafal once that hole emerges?
Because that's what I'm trying to say. They're saying that when it comes to the inside, there's never a moment in time where there is a... It doesn't.
Biologically,
it doesn't happen that way. Biologically, okay, I apologize. There's actually a double membrane out here. We didn't do the circuit. There's a whole question of whether it's the inner membrane or outer membrane, whatever. That doesn't happen that way. But here, what Chazal is saying is that the lung tissue oozes in. That means there's never a point in time where there's an actual real hole there. And that's why it's so kosher.
It's
what?
Because the
bind
is something that is going to heal.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's the difference. See, but you understand what I'm trying to do here? I'm trying to... It's more sophisticated than just saying what the nature of a relationship is. I think what makes the Simpone unique is that its relationship to the lung is that it is the inner border of the lung. Think about it three-dimensionally, okay? That's why even this doesn't do justice to it. If you think about it as a three-dimensional sphere, right, what do you have? You have the outer border, right? And then you have an inner border. Like the, I think what I told Rindy was like the core of Earth, right? Like the magnetic core of Earth?
Mantle.
What? The mantle, right, the mantle.
Or jawbreaker.
Or the inner wall of the digestive tract. But I think the mantle is a better thing. The mantle is the inner border of Earth, so to speak. Right? There's the outer border we'll call atmosphere.
Crust.
And then there's the, what?
Crust.
Fine. I'd say from the top of mantle, meaning where the solid starts, assuming that's the way it works, all the way up to the atmosphere that's Earth, right? Outside of Earth is the outer border. Mantle is the inner border. Same thing by the lung. I think so. No?
Well,
it relates to it as one thing.
Well,
I didn't, because I still believe in this.
The spirit.
But you projected that belief onto me. You said we.
Yeah, what case?
The case of the liver.
No.
No.
Close.
Okay.
Well, it kind of close.
Lungs.
No. Come on. No, the large intestine, right?
The conta. Oh. Getting my internal organs confused.
That's okay. It happens all the time.
The keshka.
Yeah, the keshka, as we say.
Okay, so, in fact, actually, look at this. Yeah, look at this beautiful picture here, right, of a cross-section of our large intestine, okay? So now the Gemara says, in this case here, we have a hole, right? Use your other picture. See the hole?
That's okay.
Here. You can, like, it's,
where's
the picture's,
my hole?
The picture's good.
Yeah. The picture's not good. Where's my
Nakiva? Shut up, you. Alright. So that's the hole. So what
does
the Gemara say about this kind of hole? No, it's a large intestine.
I can't find my holes.
No. Yeah, that one. Then what's the psak though? The Gemara says this kind of hole is what? Is kosher. Because we say, what happens? This guy protects the other guy. Okay? Again, meaning, in this case here, we treat this as a trefa. Sorry. We treat this as a trefa when there's no repair of the hole. And this one, when there's no repair of the hole, we don't treat it as a trefa. Right? So you see, from another organ, we don't do it. So what does the Gemara say? Remember, what's the Gemara's answer? We never compare trefas. It's on this review sheet.
Oh.
We don't compare trefas to each other. Right? You can't compare large intestines to lungs. We never compare large intestines to lungs. We don't compare hearts to livers. We don't do comparisons between different organs. Right?
Why not?
That's a good question. But what I want to know is, that's a good question. That's a valid question. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Well, because let's say, being stabbed in the heart will kill you. Being stabbed in the large intestine won't necessarily kill you.
Beautiful. There's your answer.
That can kill you, though.
No. I know. But he's saying what he's saying. Isaac's saying is spot on, right? Isaac's saying what?
The vital organs are more susceptible. To...
No, what he's saying is that
things will kill you in different places, like
this. Right. In other words, that's exactly the spot right there. What Isaac is saying is this. Isaac is saying is that why would the Gemara waste our time comparing these holes? Because the Gemara is saying that Nekev is a universal phenomenon. Right? Nekev is universal. It's a category. You guys okay over there? No, you're thinking about the kidney.
Kidney. Yeah.
We didn't anyway. We didn't. You know why? That comes up in the hay.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you're always asking questions.
What's going on over here? Oh, okay. You're that's a Dalai Lama's role. Yeah.
You're saying
what do you
mean?
What? What do you mean puzzles are universal?
When we say kidneys.
Yeah. But I'm talking about Nekev. So if you say, if you treat a hole and an organ as universal, right, so then you say what applies here should apply there. But I think what Isaac is saying is correct. What Chazal do is they assess, it's a trefa we're talking about. And what's a trefa mean?
It's going to die.
So we say, I'm not going to get to the statistical evidence, but this, it won't die, and this, it will. Simple as that.
So we have
what?
To, is that a halakha motion of Sinai or is it Chazal's?
It's a good question.
So we have to come up with some like elaborate, specific case for every vital organ?
Well, I don't know why you have to use the word elaborate or specific. How about you say, evaluate each organ,
because,
as is.
You can't,
why is it elaborate?
They're
large intestines, when they have a whole large intestine, it lives.
No,
when it has a whole lung, it dies. That's the most sophisticated thing I could say.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does the idea of Nekev...
By the way, why is the human... Wait a second. Is the human body different? Let's say you have a problem in your... Let's say you have liver cancer, right? No, the same. Organs are the same way. If you have a problem in your liver, right, turns out you need about, I don't know, 30 of your liver to be okay. How much of your lung... I know lung cancer in the old days was a death sentence. Today, forget which... It doesn't matter which kind because it's small and large cell, but when it comes to lung cancer, right, how much of your lung... This is a good one. How much of your lung do you actually need to survive?
One.
Actually, less than that.
5%.
They say about 5%. Yeah.
5%.
Yeah. You can live technically with 5%. I mean, you would need... You need some oxygen. How much of your lung you need to survive?
Like, for a day? Or for...
No, you can live off a very small amount. But I mean, can you live without a heart? I mean, I don't mean like an artificial heart.
No
obviously.
Let's say you can get a hole in your heart versus a hole in your pinky.
Right.
A hole in your heart will kill you. A hole in your
pinky. Case is...
We didn't prepare that.
Good, that's why I want to prepare it now. I'm trying to get the Bikias down so you guys can think about the questions later on. All right, so let's do this case. Hahim Machta. This is a simple case.
Where are we?
Memchas Amabez, where it says, Hahim Machta, the Ishtakach, Basimpona, Rabba, Dereya.
Baba is Rabba.
No.
Oh, I didn't prepare this. I didn't get this.
Don't worry, I trust you.
Hahi machta di shtachech bechaticha dechvada svar mar bria de Rav Yosef.
This is a very... Where are you?
No.
That's the next one. The one before that one.
You're 2 for 3.
Hahi machta di shtachech
besimpona. Simpona rabba de reya. Hahi machta di shtachech besimpona rabba de reya.
Yeah, all right. It's Yahweh.
Asyua lekame.
Asyua lekame. The rabbanon trufai.
Okay, so now, what's the simpona rabba?
The great bronchial.
Okay, the great bronchial. Okay, thank you. Which one's?
I think all of them are great.
Okay.
The
bronchial.
The main,
what?
The bronchial.
Well, okay. So we're gonna say, where's the hole? The hole is, let's say here.
In the bronchi.
Yes, I know. You keep saying that. So it's over here.
Well, because you were calling bronchial. Bronchi.
Right over here. All right, new. So the hole's over there. Okay, now what does the Gemara say? So Rabbanan held what? It's strafe. Right? Well, they brought it to... No, carefully. They brought it to the Rabbanan who usually say what?
It's strafe.
So they brought it to those rabbis who usually would consider such a case to be?
Strafe.
Okay? That's who they brought it to. So the Gemara says...
Lo Amru. They didn't say it was
strafe. No. Lo Amru Ba.
Oh, Lo Amru.
They didn't say about it.
Low.
Yes, sir.
Below.
Stops. What does that mean?
They didn't say it's us. They didn't say it's mutter.
How come no one else is laughing? So, saying they brought this case to the... Yeah. What's so funny about this case?
They didn't have an answer.
They didn't have an answer.
They were confused.
Whoa, whoa, slow down, Tiger.
Are you laughing?
They don't say that.
What?
I'm worried around as they're becoming incompetent.
No, that's not the problem. They didn't say it was usher or mutter. They didn't know what to say. The Gemara says they didn't say it's usher or mutter. That's what it means. That's what, let the Gemara talk. The Gemara says, yeah.
So the reason why is because they didn't have real speech.
Right. Heter lo amri ba. Okay. So why they couldn't say it's heter? They couldn't say it's mutter. Why? Why won't they say it's mutter? What's holding them back? What?
They've heard before.
They're learning.
They're legends.
They've learned that it's a problem, it seems.
They learn what?
It's a problem, it seems.
Well, no, no. Again, so, no. No, sorry. I messed the case up for you guys. I apologize. It's this case. Not the whole case. I apologize. It's this case.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that a needle?
Yes. It's, N stands for needle.
Haimachta.
Okay? So you find a needle where in the
bronchi.
Thank you. In the bronchi.
Do you see any holes?
What?
Any holes?
You don't see any holes.
Okay. The needle's
in there.
Yeah, you gotta try that.
I don't know. It's a good question. Good question. I don't know. I mean, it's nice when you have a... Here, if you look at this picture here, right? This cross section here, you see the needle's right in there. Right? Right? That's a good question. I don't know. But there's a needle in there. Maybe it's translucent or transparent.
That's not the...
Don't they need evidence of usher to make it anything?
Hold on. Let's see. So what the Gemara says...
No, but I'm just saying...
Then it'd be a suffix. If it's there, right?
Earlier we said that since they didn't have any evidence that it was usher or treif, that they said it was mutter.
Since they didn't have any evidence that it's usher or treif... Well, a second. So let's just let the Gemara speak for a second. Hold on.
Is that true?
Maybe. Not necessarily here. Well, hold on. So why can't you say it's not mutter? Why would you say you can't say it's mutter? Yeah, so what we'll say is, we'll say that what? Where's Rashi? What does Rashi say? Yeah.
Well, it's a long Rashi.
No, it's not. It's two lines.
No, the long one.
No, thank you. Look at the wide lines. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom.
What's the bowl? What did Rosh?
Kishma Sayu.
Oh, from the bottom.
Yeah. You can do it.
Kishma Sayu.
Good.
Yeah, no.
Right in the middle of one.
Kishma Sayu. The
Mechatsky.
The Mechatsky Ryuta. Misfeka.
Okay, so come on. You should know what that means, Raf. The Mechatsky Ryusa Misfeka. Chazaka. Ryusa is?
Doubtful.
Injury.
Well, some sort of bad sign. Misveka, right? There's a suffix.
The suffix there, right?
Means a doubt. Okay. Meaning, hold on, let me explain. Dechashinan. One second. Dechashinan, because what are we concerned about?
Dechashinan, Shema Derech Haoshe.
Haveshet.
Haveshet. Nechnesa. Chala.
Tchila.
Tchila.
So we say, which pipe did it go down? The esophagus. Okay, v'nikva.
V'nikva,
krim. Oh, dakin, v'yatsasa. So one possibility. You're not gonna like this one. So one possibility is what?
It went through the esophagus and then punctured the intestines or the stomach.
And then did what? Keep going.
Punctured the lung and then punctured the bronchioles.
So what happened?
Why would we say puncture there?
Where?
On the bronchioles.
Oh, so maybe went in down here.
We could also say went through every other cow and turd, and there's
so one possibility is to say what? One possibility is that it went the same magical mystery tour that the esophageal needle. Wait, hey, let me finish. You didn't say went down the esophagus. It went down the esophagus through the stomachs, poked its hole through the stomach.
Right,
went through the lung, right, and then worked its way into the sympone.
Very cool.
It's quite the needle. Yes. Okay.
Said
well, which side? Yeah. Couldn't do what? They couldn't say it's usher. Why?
Kavan, since the dismaphona. Oh, what's that again?
The simpona rabba ishtakach. What's a simpona rabba? Come on.
The
bronchi. Right, the big guy. Okay, this guy here, since it's stuck in there. Okay.
Guy, the bronchi.
This guy. Not this, like, they get the smaller bronchioles that are on. This guy.
Bronchi, then bronchioles.
Fine, yes. That guy. Okay. What do we say?
Rabba Ishtach. Oh no, we did that.
No, Ema.
Ema Sinepuna Neket.
The Asai. What does that mean?
These are difficult words.
I mean, this is the more obvious side. What are you going to say? How did it get there?
Go home.
No.
Oh,
it went down the trachea.
Right.
See, it's an amazing thing. The Gemara is saying...
So the Gemara is saying this.
The Gemara is saying that when this case came along, let's go over the three cases again. First case is, I find a needle in the lung tissue itself. What do I say there? Either trachea or esophagus road.
Yeah.
Okay. Second case is that what?
Found it in the mouth.
What? No, the second case is where there's a hole in the, let's say there's a hole in the simpon, right?
Hold on.
The third case is, the third case is that I find a needle inside the pipe.
Yeah.
So what kind of crazy thing is this? What's the Gemara saying? So either, we're afraid, we can't say it's us or mutter. Why? We're afraid to say it's mutter because maybe it went down esophagus road, right? But that's crazy because that means not only did it go through the stomach's punctal hole out, then into the lung, and then works its way into the bronchial, the other side makes a lot more sense. What's the other side going to say? It's mutter. Why? Because it probably got went down the trachea into
the
simple.
Okay,
and yet the Gemara is afraid to make
it
side.
Apply the same svara, even though it seems like not only the same svara, but all the more.
No, you guys are saying good. In other words, the question is that if you look at this as an extension of the trachea, of course it's kosher. Why? Because it doesn't matter. When it comes to defining this needle as a damage-producing thing, we only give it that identification when the damage is related to something that can cause a trepha.
Then it can still damage somewhere else.
We don't care, because you know why? Where do we find it?
No, but that was not as far by the esophagus before. The esophagus
it wasn't?
It went through
now look at the next case. Hahi machta be'ishtakach be'chaticha de'chadda. My favorite case.
Okay, Savar.
Wait, hold on. So what does that mean?
You found the liver.
The liver. Look, Akiva.
Yeah, needle in the liver.
How much of the liver are we talking about?
Half a liver.
How do we know that? What does the Gemara say? What word does it use?
Chetzi liver.
No. What? Chaticha. All right, so now the cow liver is a little bit different than the human liver. It's more of like a
very
flat
long.
With, the, yeah. You saw the picture of it?
Yeah.
That's the liver?
Here. No, here's the liver over here. See this? Okay. If you look here,
what page?
This whole big thing here. This is the part.
Yeah,
you guys aren't going to like this so much.
Limit trafe.
So you said to do what? It's trafe.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, Amarle.
Amarle, Rabashi. Elu Ishtachach. How do you pronounce that word?
Ishtachach.
Ishtachach.
Yeah.
Bibasra.
Bibisra. Kahai Gavna.
Kahai Gavra. Have
Mar. Right, 1 second. So if that's true, is a liver, let me ask a question. If there's a hole in the liver, is that a trefa?
No.
So he's saying, what are you telling me this is trefe for? How could this be trefe? If you're telling me the needle in the covet's trefe, what he's basically telling him is that then you're telling me anytime there's a hole anywhere in the animal, it's trefe? That's absurd.
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, you're saying that.
Well, you might be saying that.
No, but he's saying that.
That's what the Gemara means.
No, he's saying that the way that he got there.
Whoa, we're going to get to that. Hold on.
So it's the same as far as the trachea. If you say a hole in the trachea, it's not a problem.
Keep going. Watch. Ella Amar Ravashi. Chazina.
Ella Amar Ravashi.
My favorite case. You guys remember, I told you about this case. E Kupa Labar, right?
E Kupa Labar in the Kube Naki.
Vaasai. E Kupa Legeo. Simpona Naka Vaasai. That's very simple. Turns out, what kind of needle did the cow swallow?
A one-sided needle.
A sewing needle. Okay, good. So now, when it comes to